Page 112. Read. These two texts describe Edmund Hillary and Tenzing Norgay's historic climb to the top of Mount Everest on May 29, 1953. Before that year, no one had reached Mount Everest's summit. The first text is from Edmund Hillary's memoir about the climb. It's considered a primary source since Edmund Hillary was there. View from the Summit, the remarkable memoir by the first person to conquer Everest, by Sir Edmund Hillary.
Ahead of me loomed the great rock step, which we had observed from far below, and which we knew might prove to be a major problem. I gazed up at the 40 feet of rock with some concern. To climb it directly at nearly 29,000 feet would indeed be a considerable challenge. I looked to the right. There seemed a chance there. Clinging to the rock was a great ice cornice hanging over the mighty Kangshung face. Under the effects of gravity, the ice had broken away from the rock, and a narrow crack ran upward. Nervously, I wondered if the cornice might collapse under my pressure. There was only one way to find out. Although it would be relatively useless, I got Tenzing to establish a belay. Then I eased my way into the crack, facing the rock. I jammed my crampons into the ice behind me, and then wriggled my way upward using every little handhold I could find. Puffing for breath, I made steady height. The ice was holding, and 40 feet up, I pulled myself out of the crack onto the top of the rock face. I had made it! For the first time on the whole expedition, I had a feeling of confidence that we were going to get to the top. I waved to Tenzing and brought in the rope as he too made his way laboriously up the crack and dragged himself out beside me, panting for breath. We didn't waste any time. I started cutting steps again, seeking now rather anxiously for signs of the summit. We seemed to go on forever, tired now and moving rather slowly. In the distance, I could see the barren plateau. I looked up to the right, and there was a rounded snowy dome. It must be the summit. We drew closer together as Tenzing brought in the slack on the rope. I continued cutting a line of steps upward. Next moment, I had moved onto a flattish, exposed area of snow with nothing but space in every direction. Tenzing quickly joined me, and we looked around in wonder. To our immense satisfaction, we realized we had reached the top of the world.
The second text is from a book about the climb by author Joy Massoff. Since she didn't climb Mount Everest, her book is considered a secondary source. As you read, imagine the climber's excitement. They're going where no person has ever gone. The summit of Mount Everest has never been reached. Everest, Reaching for the Sky, by Joy Massoff.
For the next few weeks, the team keeps moving higher up the mountain, setting up camp at greater altitudes. Finally, they reach Camp 8, the highest camp for the team. They are almost there. John Hunt, the team leader, picks his two strongest climbers to try to reach the top of Everest first. Edmund Hillary and Tenzing Norgay are not chosen to go. Then, disaster strikes. The oxygen tanks don't work, and the first two climbers have to turn back. Hillary and Tenzing are told that they will have a chance to reach the summit after all. Hillary and Tenzing feel excited, yet calm, as they begin their climb to the top. After spending the night perched on their little ledge, they are ready to make the final climb. It is minus 17 degrees Fahrenheit, minus 27 degrees Celsius, and they have pulled on 8 layers of clothing and 3 pairs of gloves. Their backpacks weigh 40 pounds, 18 kilograms, each. The two men move slowly, carefully hacking steps into the ice with their axes. Parts of the climb are really scary, ridges that are only as wide as a diving board. There are places where the mountain falls off 2 miles, 3 kilometers, straight down. One wrong step could mean death. Still, up they go, higher and higher, until they come to a rocky wall, 40 feet, 12 meters high. Now what? Hillary sees a slim crack in the rock. He jams a foot into it and begins to wiggle up, grabbing at any handhold he can find. Tenzing follows. They haven't come this far only to give up. It takes almost half an hour to inch up using the crack. They can barely catch their breath. What else can happen? The two men keep going up. They move from rock to snow, and soon they can climb no more because there is no more mountain left. They have summited. They have reached the top. Their tiredness quickly gives way to joy as they look out at the awesome sight all around them.